Now, the Cabinet's decision to designate the first tranche of projects under the Critical Infrastructure Act is a significant step forward for delivery. So Fine Gael TD has said, and that Fine Gael TD is Kildare Fine Gael TD, Deputy Joe Neville, who joins me on the line now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I suppose I should have spoken to you last weekend when Limerick were after winning the All-Ireland. I'm sure you had some skin in the game, as they say, in that sense, given that you do your family connections to Limerick, Joe. But yesterday's Mayo's Day, so what a wonderful day that was. I'm sure you were watching it.
I know I was. Look, there's so many people from Mayo living in Kildare. But also, and I'm sure delighted for them, but also I think it gives hopes to counties like Kildare and like, you know, people like myself and many more of us support the Lily Whites, that obviously they were wearing our jersey too, which was which is probably the strangest element of the day.
We were just talking about
those white jerseys, but oh my God.
I know where there'll be a Mayo party today, because it'll be in Naas Town Centre, Ger Roach's big operation down there. Ger being a proud Mayo man, he's also the provider, of course, of Vista, the Vista Primary Care Clinic in the town. But down on Main Street, Naas today, call in and say congratulations, Cocardicus, to Ger Roach, because he's worn his Mayo colours in his heart his whole life. Now, Joe, this infrastructure scheme, give me an overview. 9 projects have been announced under the first tranche.
Yeah, well, look, the first part of it is that the Critical Infrastructure Bill was passed a couple of months ago as well, and I'm Vice Chairman of the Infrastructure Committee, and we passed, and I'm spokesperson for Fine Gael for infrastructure, so I suppose I was kind of very focused on working on it. What the Critical Infrastructure Bill does, it kind of gives these projects that are named under it, you know, basically a designation that they're the key focus of any legal and planning work that any state infrastructure body has to go through, whether that be Port Planola, whether that be the local authorities or Ishgairn or Mara, the licence givers, anything like that, the projects as designated get the key focus. So what we've done just to make sure that these projects get set up properly is the Metrolink, the Cork area, commuter rail programme, the Galway Ring Road, the water supply to Dublin and to North Kildare, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, wastewater treatment plant, and then 3 air grid, electricity grid projects. So
now, when I look at that list, sorry for talking across your show, when I look at those two, I look at two in particular that I think are concerned directly to Kildare: the Eastern and Midlands Water Supply Project and the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme. Am I correct?
Yes, no, that'll be, you know, what I'd be thinking too, because ultimately one will be to get wastewater for delivery of new housing. That's obviously the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, so that will enable the construction of 500,000 new homes. And, you know, it'll be an expensive project, and that'll be 2 billion, and that's for, that takes the pressure off the waterway system that's based around Zen currently in Dublin, and a lot of the waste from North Kildare goes in there too. So it'll be a new wastewater plant in North Dublin, which a lot of the waste from North Kildare will be able to go into too ultimately. And then I suppose the other project is the delivery of drinking water into the North Kildare Dublin area as well. We'll be feeding off the water coming from the Shannon, because currently, as many of our listeners know, huge amounts, I think it's up to 85% of the water for the Liffey is actually used for drinking in the Dublin and North Kildare area. So what this will allow us to get the water obviously up from the Shannon, I suppose, is something has been long spoken of for many nearly since the foundation of the state. So what we need to do is to get these projects delivered, and actually putting them under the Critical Infrastructure Bill will ensure that they get delivered faster on time.
And Joe, all of that has great, great merit in it, but what about the elephant in the room, planning objections?
Yeah, and I suppose that's where the Critical Infrastructure Bill will be able to, not limit, but I suppose it'll ensure that some of the new climate legislation, and this isn't against climate, but some of the climate legislation that had been put in previously was essentially being weaponized, I suppose, to a degree, and then items and planning were getting delayed. So what this means is that, you know, I suppose more spurious elements of planning objections using that bill, the minutiae of that bill, can't happen in the same way. So hence the reason we're hopeful that it will actually reduce objections, it will reduce the capability for certain people to object to things on, you know, and as I said, a spurious nature. So that'll obviously speed up then the work to be done, which will ensure that the cost doesn't escalate to the degree that it might otherwise have.
All right.